Now we're working on power, and power is the ability to accomplish something. That's what power is. It's the ability to accomplish something. That's all it means. Some people are afraid of power, but they're not really afraid of power. They're afraid of hurting or doing wrong or getting punished. That's what they're afraid of. But power itself simply means to do something. To be able is what the root of that word is. In French, they still have that same word. The word pouvoir means power, and pouvoir is also the verb to be able. And the origin of power in English is the same thing. The power we're talking about is mana, as we describe it in the Huna tradition. And mana is three things. It is partly energy, and we'll talk about energy in terms of kind of physical or emotional energy. It is confidence, and it is love in terms of that motivating factor. So we're going to talk now about programming. How do you actually program the subconscious to change a belief, to be a different way, to accomplish something, to have a skill, to change weight, to allow more abundance in, to do any of these things, a full programming method. We use a process called AIM. And AIM, oh, I love these little acronyms, you know, it means affirmation, and imagination, and motivation. And I'm going to give you a technique. While you can read and study and go to workshops and find hundreds of techniques, this is one that does work very well. And the idea here is, first of all, an affirmation. There are different kinds, and let's cover those a little bit. You are saying, I am, it is, this is the way, or you're giving a direction, do this, do that. That's stretching it a little bit. That's like an affirmation, too, okay, in the terms that we're using it. It's a direction to the subconscious. Or there's another kind that you can also use, and I'm going to introduce you to this technique, because you've all had other kinds of affirmations, so I've got to give you something new. The subconscious responds to certain words and images with associations. The subconscious thinks by association. It does not think in logical sequence. It thinks by association. A single word can produce all kinds of different associations. Helped along if you reinforce it with your own conscious imagery that you add to it, or imagination that you add to it. Helped along by whatever emotion that you can put into it as well, like excitement, enthusiasm, love, whatever it is. So here's a way that you can, and the subconscious, let me add this too, also responds to rhythm very, very well. So music is a good addition sometimes to what you're trying to do. So let's take an example, and you can experience all of this. We're going to talk about confidence and good things like that, so you can use these. Make yourself comfortable. Imagine, or put your attention on your aura, on your navel, as an energy source point. Take about 3-4 deep breaths. That's charging up your field, and I'll give you some other ways to do that. Imagine that energy radiating out into your aura. Be aware of your aura all around you, that this, remember, is the medium through which all your telepathic stuff goes out and comes in. You set it up as the filter for your beliefs and experiences. And you can kind of chant this into your aura, and you fill your aura with these ideas. Confident. As you view yourself as being confident, positive, strong, and secure. Imagine yourself being places, doing things, talking to people, experiencing yourself as confident, positive, strong, and secure. Confident, positive, strong, and secure. And feel that, and repeat it to yourself And let yourself get that at a feeling level. And try another one. Peace and happiness, love and joy. And fill your aura with that. Whatever images and associations seem appropriate and help to add to the feeling. Peace and happiness, love and joy. And here's another one. Strength, vitality, vigor, and health. Strength, vitality, vigor, and health. And finally, success, prosperity, riches, and wealth. Success, prosperity, riches, and wealth. Hooey. When you're ready, take a deep breath, come on back and open your eyes. How was that? Enlightening, yeah, right. What's happening here is we're using a kind of different kind of programming. We are using keywords that trigger off associations, and you can add sentences and phrases and memories and whatever else you want to reinforce it. But keywords that trigger off associations in your subconscious and bring those things into the present moment as real positive things. Okay. Confident, positive, strong, and secure. You'll notice that sometimes I'm using adjectives and sometimes nouns. That's not important. If you find one works better for you, you can change it. And we had peace and happiness, love and joy. We had strength, vitality, vigor, and health. And we had success, prosperity, riches, and wealth. Now, a way to change that to adjectives, if you want to describe yourself, if that feels better, you can say successful and prosperous, wealthy and rich, to get that same kind of rhythm. There's a four-beat rhythm in there that the subconscious responds to very strongly. I'll show you later a way of getting into a nice deep state where that kind of thing can reach very deeply into the subconscious. When I say deeply, I mean with virtually no resistance. That's what we're talking about, with that kind of focus. But it's the kind of thing that you can say to yourself as you're going any place. And I recommend to keep a kind of reinforcement that when you do it, think of your aura, okay? Charge it with energy in some of the ways we'll talk about, and then as you're walking along the street, boy, confident, positive, strong, and secure. As you're walking into a place or going to deal with somebody or about to take action or just for a continual reinforcement. Okay? And in this kind of thing, you don't have to get in. What you do is you bypass a lot of conscious resistance or surface belief resistance because you're using the words directly, and the words directly go straight to the subconscious. Whereas if you say, I am confident, okay, then you're likely to get that voice in there that says, no, you're not. But if you simply say, confident, you haven't made a logical statement at all, so there's no logical response to it. And you totally bypass that kind of thing. Yeah. Yes?
You can mix your images like health, wealth.
Oh, fine.
You know,
sure. This brings up a good question that was brought up, okay? This idea of change overload. Okay? Can you do too much? Let's set to rest a big myth. There is a myth that to be effective, you should only focus on one thing at a time. Well, folks, if I was only focusing on one thing at a time, about the year 2050, I might start to make some progress in some of the things I'm doing. Okay? I've got lots of things that I want to work with. Now, let's get rid of that myth. Your subconscious right now is handling billions of bits of information, millions of changes and shiftings that are going on in your body as a result of other people's auras and energies in the atmosphere and the breathing and all this kinds of stuff. Your subconscious cannot overload it. You're not even using your brain to full capacity yet. There's no way you're going to overload your subconscious. What you can do is overload your conscious mind. Okay? And the overload of the conscious mind is simply how much do you believe you can change at once? And if you believe with a conscious mind there's no limit to that, go for it. There isn't any. But if you believe consciously that, two, three, four things, health, wealth, that's getting me all confused. Stop. Pull back. Do fewer. But you're not going to overload your subconscious. Okay, it can handle it. So you decide how many things you can handle, and you can't decide too many. Success mean for you whatever good you want in your life. If that's a weight change, if that's a whole personality change, if that's money, if that's health, let success stand for that for you right now. And let's do this for a moment. Go ahead and take a deep breath, let your eyes close. Focus on your navel first. Put your field out there, be aware of it. Now, I want you to imagine that you have two personalities, or personas, let's call them. And one is a fear persona that contains all the negative stuff, all the negative qualities that you have, all the angers and the fears and resentments and the guilts and all of that kind of stuff. And the other one is a success persona. Now let's imagine right now that the fear persona is in your body. It's in there like a being, like a personality, all right? Now, let it sink down into the ground and melt away and be absorbed and turn to stone down under there. And up above you is a success persona. This persona has all the qualities. It's like a field of light. Has all the qualities that you are positive. All the confidence that you have, all the good things, all the, bring that down now into your body. This has all the determination and all the abilities and all the skills and all the talents and all the love and all the positive things and the perfect shape and the good sense of loving. And all the good stuff is in this success persona. Feel that whole success persona filling your whole body right now. Being you. Be that. Right now. Experience, that's you, right now. Feel how it feels to be that. How great, how wonderful it is. It feels good in this present moment. Now, with a good feeling of this, a knowing of what this success persona feels like in your body, being you and you being it right now, you can tell whenever your negative persona tries to sneak back in. Shove it out and bring your success persona back. You'll be able to know the difference. Right now, from now on, for the rest of your life, you have the knowledge of what it feels like to have that success persona operating. And you can always improve it and upgrade it. And you know the difference between your success persona and that fear one. So you can make that change anytime you want. Clench your muscles, clench your fists real tight and let go quick, and lock it in. And open your eyes, and let's move on. How was that? Some comments? Did you experience that? Was it a good experience? Okay. I'd like some feedback. Yeah. We got some nodding heads. Yes? Was it a good experience? Okay. All right. Did anybody have trouble with it?
No.
Okay. What happened?
Well, I can't see my successes on out there.
Okay.
They're a real person.
Okay. You couldn't bring it in?
No.
All right.
I was trying to feel it inside, but I could see the picture.
Okay. What I'd suggest is go back to the first thing that we were doing and build up that sense of confident, positive, strong, and secure for a while. Mm-hmm. And when that sense gets built up into the subconscious more strongly, you'll find it easier to bring that success persona in. Okay? Like you're preparing the ground for it. Okay. All right. So yeah, if there are questions on your experiences, we can handle the things that come up in here too. Do I want to carry something else here? Let's see. Oh yeah, you can make up, since the subconscious does respond well to rhythms and things like that, and if you have any musical ability, you can take a popular song if you want to and turn the words into something that you want to program. And to the degree that you can get emotional and have it reinforce your beliefs, it can work well. One would be like, oh, I love silver, I love gold, and I love lots of money. I'd love to share it with you, yes I do. Oh, I love to share it with you, yes I do. I love stocks and bonds. No, I love bonds and stocks and pretty precious rocks and a bank account that rises. $100 bills give me goosebumps and chills. I love to win cash prizes. Oh, I love silver, I love gold, and I love lots of money. I love to share it with you, yes I do. Oh, I love to share it with you, yes I do. So, if you are at all musically inclined, okay? You can take a song and change the words to suit the programming that you're doing. And the subconscious responds beautifully to music. That also goes right straight through past a lot of the conscious programming, okay? A lot of the conscious beliefs and limitations. So it's another good way to do. Okay. And there is a question of, repetition. How often to do this? Remember I talked about saturation. How much do you want it? That's all. If you want it a lot, start thinking in this new way all the time. And you can't do it too much. If you find that you come up against a point where you're really meeting strong resistance, then that's okay. Back off for a little bit, relax, release, go watch TV, do something else for a while. Use the cyclic idea, which says you got to have rest sometimes too. And then come back up on it and start doing it again. And if you do it that way, it'll be easier and easier and easier each time. Okay. Let's talk here about objectives. Also known as, sometimes known as goals, but this objective is a broader sense here. So we can clarify something here a little bit. Goals are wonderful things to reach for, and they can be good motivators, but they are limiting. I talked a little bit about this before, but there are kind of three things to think about in these terms for accomplishing what you want, and that is purpose, projects, and goals. Let's say that somebody decided my purpose is to have optimum health in my body. That's my purpose. Okay? That's something that I think about and I work with and I do every day. Optimum health. It's not a goal. That's a purpose. My goal is, let's say, to lose 15 pounds. That's one goal. And my project is to use this new diet in order to achieve that goal. Or my project might be, put it even better really, my project might be to bring my weight to such and such a weight. That would be a project. Okay. My goal this week is to lose 5 pounds. My goal the second week is to lose 5 pounds. My goal the third week is to lose 5 pounds until I get to there and I have completed my project. All right? And this project fits in with my overall purpose of optimum health. Let's suppose somebody had as their purpose, okay, my purpose is to my purpose is to help people become more secure. Right? Let's say, so you decide to go into and make that as your purpose. And every day you look for ways to carry out that purpose. And you fit all of your activities into that purpose, which means sometimes in order to help other people feel more secure, I have to help myself feel more secure. Sometimes I have to have rest and relaxation and recreation to recoup my forces, clear my mind, so I can do better at helping other people be more secure. So all of that fits within the purpose. Okay. And I might have a project. My project might be to get a degree clinical social work. Okay. That's my project. I'm going to get that degree. That's my project. And my goal is the degree itself, or graduating from a particular school, or getting into a particular course, or doing all these little individual goals that carry out the project, that falls in the purpose. Now, in terms of your life and the things that you want to do, if you fit them into these categories, you'll find a natural kind of organization takes place. And you do not have to get into the situation, well, gee, if I do that goal, I'm going to have to give up that one. If I become a firefighter, you know, I'm going to have to give up my idea of boxing. Or if I become a musician, I'm going to have to, you know, not be a writer. You know, they have these things that people have, these dichotomies that they create, and you don't have to create them. Okay? I, in the kind of work that I'm doing, am doing everything I want to do. I'm allotting time for different things in different areas, but everything is fitting into my overall purpose. Okay? And so I have different projects in that purpose, but all the things that I do fit within it. I use whatever musical ability I've got as part of my purpose to help stimulate people, make them happy, enjoy myself, and build up energy. I use all the other talents and abilities and interests that I do to help generate and keep things in that purpose. I'm doing all my stuff, okay? But it all has coherence. And that coherence is very necessary for the conscious mind, and it gives the subconscious a sense of security. Okay, you know, the purpose is something that troubles a lot of people, and I'll tell you a few things about it. Very, very rarely will it come thundering out of heaven. Okay? Really. Don't count on it. Okay? If it happens, great, wonderful, blessings to you. But very rarely in experience does it do that. And yet there you know that you have an overall purpose. There's a reason for you being here. I mentioned on Wednesday night a little bit, there is an overall purpose that your higher self has you here for, and you will carry it out regardless of what you do. But you can align yourself up with it more by consciously choosing something. How do you decide what to choose? That's got to be up to you individually. I could never presume to give particular choices for people, but I can give you a clue to start with or to continue with. One thing to do that it will never fail is to realize that you can choose as your purpose, or to give you a nice sense of what your purpose is, you use all of your talents to work through all of your challenges. So if you think of what your greatest challenge in life is, then part of your purpose here that you're down here for is to work through that, using all of your talents that you have. Now you're starting to align yourself with what your high self has in mind for you. And if you work through that challenge, believe me, there will be other ones. Okay? It gets more and more fun. It really does. but there will always be other ones. Okay? There will always be opportunities for growth, whether those become internal challenges or exterior ones. And sometimes what you find is, as you go along and you work through this challenge and you work through that challenge, and you have some major one that's plagued you all your life, but you're still working through that one, and your purpose is to keep working with that. And how does this purpose affect other people? One of the best ways to work through your challenges is to help other people work through the same challenge. Really. You learn more by doing it that way than you'd ever do on your own. So if you look for opportunities to help other people do what you find difficult, that's right. You will learn more and more and better how to do it yourself. Okay, if you have your mind open to that. Yeah. Boy, well, I don't know if I was on the line of thought or not. But, just this idea, think about this. Look for your challenges. Oh, yeah, if you keep going with challenges, and you'll find that you're kind of like, in a sense, peeling away layers. And other things will come up that you never thought you had. Well, actually, you had them, but they were just covered up by everything else that was so much more dominant. Okay? And the opportunity will always rise to deal with that. Okay. Any questions on that? Okay. All right. That's for objectives. Now we talk about will. That's what this stands for. We covered that one pretty well, though, in talking about determination. But I'd like to give you another way of using the will. Directed intent is what that is. And when your intent is positive, then you are producing positive effects. Now, how could you use your will as directed intent to achieve some of your things that you want to achieve? Well, let's give an example here. If you want to be healthy, for instance, you can use use the power of blessing. Now, I know most, if not all of you, got that little booklet, The Aloha Spirit. Okay? If you didn't, I have some more copies of it, and I'll hand them out to you. But the power of blessing is this. It is to call something good. It has several levels. Okay? The basic level of blessing is to say, to acknowledge the existence of something, to pay attention to it. To acknowledge it as, you know, as a good thing. When you get deeper than that, it is to admire it. You know? And when you get deeper than that, it is to appreciate it. Where you get into a sense of gratitude about it. When you say, I love you, or you say thank you with feeling, that's a blessing. Did you know thank you was originally, that's what it really is, it's a blessing. The word means to praise. To thank means to praise. And you are praising somebody or something, you know, for what they've done. And so that sense of gratitude is a deep blessing. There's also another form of blessing, more future-oriented, like you say, may your life ever be, you know, prosperous and happy. That's a kind of a blessing, too. But here we're talking about blessing in the present moment and calling things good, admiring them for their qualities, and deeply appreciating them wherever you can. When you do this, this is a good time to bring this up. Another volunteer, if you please. Okay. We're going to do a similar muscle test here. Put your arm up. Okay. Oh, strength here. Okay.
Yeah.
Resist. Okay. I want you to think of something out in the world. It can be another person or some place or something out there, okay? And criticize it. Resist. What happened to that strength? Put it up. Think of something out there in the world and praise it. Resist. Okay, thank you. Now, your subconscious does not distinguish between you and the world. There really are no limits. When you criticize something in the world, that's equivalent to cursing. And your subconscious takes it personally. As you saw, withdraws its energy just like self-criticism. Withdraws its energy, goes in, feels weak, scared. When you bless something in the world, you praise it, you admire it, you do something like that, the energy expands, you have strength again. So it's not just directed toward yourself, it's directed toward your whole world. Your subconscious responds that way. Your subconscious does. And it will associate or identify with whatever you put your attention on to a degree. That's where that contemplation thing comes in. Okay? That's why that works. So let's say that, and I've used this, and this does work if you do it diligently. Let's say that you want to lose weight. One thing that you can do with all your other programming and things that you're doing is look around in the world around you and admire and appreciate and praise everything that's slim. I'm serious. Yes, I am. Telephone poles and yes, I'm not kidding. The slender branches on trees, right? If you see a slender animal, okay? If you, what you know, you see, you know, fence posts, okay? Vines, you know, look at the slender part of it. And you look at that, you pay attention to that, you praise and admire that. Your subconscious starts to take it personally. That gives it pleasure, and it begins moving toward that. It really does. If I don't, I really don't recommend that in the present state of society, no. If you want to help along your prosperity, then you bless prosperity in the world. You acknowledge it, you notice it, you call it good, and you think of things like this. The chairs that you are sitting in represent millions and millions of dollars. Okay? The chairs that you are sitting in, the metal parts of them were mined someplace, and it took miners and it took equipment, and all that metal had to be then sent down to smelters and then refined and then shipped overseas by transportation companies and huge ships, and it had to go through all of that to get to the places where it was made into the metal and extruded and formed and put into a design then by a company who had architects and designers and all these kinds of people who put all this together, and then it had to go to a wholesaler, and then it had to go to a retailer, and then it had to be bought by the person. Millions and millions of dollars just with the metal in the chair that you're sitting on. Okay? And then you start thinking of the money that's represented by your clothes and by the fabrics and by the carpets and by the buildings and by the streets and by... You start going outside and you're boggled with the abundance of wealth that's represented all around you, and you admire it. And your subconscious starts jumping up and down and say, yeah, yeah, right. Okay? Yeah, that's right. Okay? And it starts feeling more abundant and wealthy. I've got a $1 million shirt on. You know? Wow. And you start making the changes by having that kind of effect on the subconscious. You know, it starts identifying with that and taking it all personally. Anything in the world around you then can be blessed in this way and start producing the effects that you're trying to achieve in your body. And you do that by directing your will and making the decision to bless it. Okay? All right, that's a real, real potent one, real good. Okay. Now we're on wrap-up session. We've talked about this a bit, and we've done some things relating to it, but I want to emphasize it right now. The energy. Okay? We've talked about various forms of mana. We've talked about love, and we've talked about building and establishing confidence. Now let's talk about the energy itself. Okay? This bioenergy, this life force that we perceive and experience as energy. When you are operating at the level of confidence, that's an energy level that when things happen real easy. When you're operating at the level of love, that's an energy level at which things happen abundantly and very easily. But you have to get there. Okay? And it's the more physical or bioenergy that helps you to get there. And the easiest one that you know of, that you have, is emotion. Emotion is powerful, tremendously powerful. It's emotion that creates most of the weather that some people call unpleasant. Okay? Storms are outreaches of emotion. What happens when a lot of human beings have emotions of whatever kind building up and they can't express them easily where they're at, then it goes off into the atmosphere and affects the weather. Okay? And that goes for positive emotions as well as negative emotions. And the weather systems of the earth are part of the earth and natural, very natural, but they are influenced by human emotions. And so earthquakes are the same thing. Okay? This particular state is a very high energy state. There are abundance of energy springs and wells all over the state through the faults and cracks and things in there. But also what happens is with this abundant energy, when a bunch of people start thinking a certain way, either something gets done real quick. Things happen fast in California. Okay? And especially in the higher energy places with the more fault, things happen real fast. When they don't, we get an earthquake. Okay? When that energy gets suppressed in whatever way, we get an earthquake. Volcanic eruptions are the same kind of thing. The earth responds to human emotion very strongly. And when we get beautiful, clear weather, that also is related to human emotion. Down south in California, I can't remember whether it's 98 or 99 Rose Bowls they've had, and only bad weather twice. It can be snowing practically the day before and the day after, but the Rose Bowl day will be clear. Okay? And you can see that, you can note that phenomenon. And it happens because there are so many minds having emotion, they want to see the game and have a beautiful day. Okay? And it happens, the weather responds that way. We're not getting into that really today, but you can actually have a lot of effect on manifesting the weather. Now when you're changing and operating with the subconscious and creating events and attracting things in, the more emotion you have of a positive nature, the more positive the event, of course, but also the more it happens. Now, even negative emotions can attract and create events. You know, that's why Paul said, that which I fear most has come upon me. He knew what was operating. Okay? What you fear most will you, that's an emotion, it will tend to attract as well. But a positive, excited, enthusiastic emotion will too. Now you say, well, do I have to jump around like that? You know, I guess I like it. You know, I'm very movement and motion oriented. But some people who are, you know, very dignified and calm, they say, you know, is it really necessary to do that? No, it isn't necessary. It's awfully helpful, okay? But it is not necessary. And perhaps some of the non-movement that may be occurring in their life is due to the fact that they won't let go. Well, go home. Lock the doors. Pull the shutters. Draw the curtains across every open space available and inside the security of your own space, let go. Okay? Try it a little bit. Pretend a little bit. Move a little bit. Get some, you know, the energy. I move my hands like that. That helps energy flow and stir and move. And it's one of the ways. Exercise gets energy moving. If you want to build up the ideas that you're presenting to your subconscious even stronger, okay, yeah, do it while you're on a trampoline. Or do your programming while you're jogging. Okay? Confident, positive, strong, and secure. Confident, positive, strong, and secure. Get it going with energy going in there. You'll have more of an effect on the subconscious. It's impressed by energy movement, whether that's actual physical movement or whether that's emotional movement. It impresses the subconscious. You'll reach it with a greater impact. So emotion is a powerful way of building up energy. Breathing will also build up energy. Most people are low energy because they breathe shallow. Okay. Deep breathing will automatically create a stronger flow of energy in your body and strengthen your field. So deep breathing is another way of doing it. And, you know, there are things, other things that you can use. I'm going to plug one right now. And tell you how ways you can do it yourself. This is an energy device. It's called a Monogizer. Now, the device is designed and marketed for stress reduction, pain relief, and more vitality, is what it says. And what it does is it takes available energy in the atmosphere and collects it around it, okay? And this, when you hold this and you're breathing it or you have it with you, why this charges and increases the energy in your field. Okay? A device like this, there's several kinds. Pyramids, if you're familiar with those or still have some in your attic or wherever you have stored them away, they actually have an energy field, okay? And they are actually useful in programming your subconscious. They add to the energy. It takes energy to manifest. What happens when you have confidence is that you have created a powerful channel for energy to flow through. What happens when you have love is you've done a very similar kind of thing. It's a powerful radiation of energy at a frequency that sometimes can be felt and sometimes cannot. Emotion is another frequency, or this kind of physical bioenergy is another frequency of energy too, and it helps to manifest events.
What is that frequency?
Okay, this is a Monogizer.
What
is it? It's an energy device, okay, that's built on the principles of a capacitor based on research by myself and Wilhelm Reich. Okay? And it's a permanent energy device.
So it's like an organ accumulator?
Like that, yes. Okay.
Hmm?
Crystals are a real good one. You can purchase them yourselves at rock shops, and simply holding a crystal in your hand while you're doing your programming is real helpful. Sure, okay. All right. And you can find certain places that you can find where the energy feels stronger. If you're able to tune into that or someone knows about one, that's real helpful. Otherwise, under any kind of evergreen tree, or if you know a tree that's been struck by lightning, that's real powerful. It has a powerful aura. But every tree has a powerful aura. And if you don't feel yours is strong enough, you know, go program under a tree. There's lots of areas where you can make use of available energy in your environment and increase the effectiveness of your program. Well, energy is an important aspect of it.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
How much
do they— Oh, these are $5.
$5.
Yes, okay.
How do you use them? Do you fold them?
Okay, let me borrow this for a moment. Monogizer. Okay. It's the size of a credit card. Just tell you for how it works with energy. If you get too stressed up, people can get stressed up because of positive ions. Positive ions in the atmosphere from dry winds, positive ions from central air conditioning, from hot, still days, you know, with a high pressure system. Lots of ways that we get positive ion buildup, walking across polyester rugs and things like that. All you do, this discharges that kind of stuff instantly. All you do is you touch all the metal on your body. If you've got belt buckles, if you've got metal on your shoes, if you do change, it'll work right through the cloth. And it instantly discharges that excess buildup of static energy. So that's one thing. And if you have a static buildup, you will instantly feel a sense of relief. Okay? When there's too much of that static buildup, it produces headaches and confusion and all these different kinds of stress reactions. So in terms of programming, it can be useful. Otherwise, if you have a pain someplace in the body, by moving this back and forth like this, it stimulates an energy flow in the body that disperses and relaxes the muscles and disperses the energy and relieves the pain. And if you have an area where you want to build up energy, let's say you want to build it up for programming, or you want to build it up just in general, a spot in your body you want to activate or stimulate, why, it's a back and forth motion this way, okay? So let's say if you want to You know, you're going to use a lot of visualization, and you're going to use a lot of mental concentration for your programming. You know, you could, you know, actually build up the energy through this center or through the one on top of your head, doesn't matter which side of this thing you use, and you'll feel the energy effects start to happen, and your vision will be more clear, and you'll have better able to visualize, okay, if you're doing that part, or even feel any of your senses. Okay? You're stimulating the whole brain area. All right, the quality of the material is that it is, as I said, built like a capacitor. There's electric and dielectric materials together that create a capacitor effect in that they apparently absorb energy from the atmosphere and contain it in a field around the object. The symbol acts as an amplifier of that and it kind of gives it a kind of a directional focus. So those are some of the ways in which you can build up your energy to enhance your programming. Okay. Now let's talk about results, because this is important. Of course, you're working for results in all of this manifesting. What about when you don't get the results you wanted? Let me put that down here so we have a complete list. Okay. You know, what about that? Here you are, you've programmed and you've done everything and you've visualized and you've emotionalized and you know, and you've blessed and you've done it all and the result isn't quite what you expected. Well, if it's not visible, then you've got to go back into the subconscious and say, you know, what's going on? You know, what's the block? What am I afraid of? Okay. What do I feel guilty about that I don't deserve it? That's what you go back and look for if you don't get any results at all. There's some belief in there stopping the process. Okay. But let's suppose that you don't quite get the results that you want. Right? You're programming for a relationship. And this person comes into your life and they are definitely, you know, they're interested in you, but they're definitely not what you were expecting. Okay? Or you're programming for a job and somebody offers you a job in Afghanistan. Okay? All right? That's not quite what you wanted. Right. There's several things to know about this process of manifesting when results start to come and they're not quite what you wanted. First of all, the universe operates on this principle of giving you the nearest available equivalent. Okay. It gives you the nearest available equivalent. But it doesn't stop there unless you do. What happens sometimes is a person will get the nearest available equivalent means two things. It doesn't mean the first thing available in the vicinity. That's only part of it. It means the nearest available equivalent taking into account your present belief system. So if you've got some doubts or you've got some things that you've also been expressing along with your positive desires, the universe will bring you the equivalent of all of that, expressed somehow physically. If you're programming for a Mercedes and you get a Ford, okay, you've got the nearest available equivalent, which means in that instance, that's all your subconscious believes is possible. See, there's where your filter is. The universe will produce results, but it can only produce results according to what your belief system filter allows in. That's one part of it. A part of it also is what's actually available in the vicinity. Right? Because we're working in the midst of other powers and other desires and other things that are happening too. What happens with a lot of people, they get a result they don't want and they stop. They say, that's not what I wanted. I don't like that. Okay? Or they say, well, okay, this is what the universe gave me. This is what I have to take. Neither of which is true. The universe will give you the first nearest available equivalent. Thanks, universe. No, that's not quite what I want. You keep programming. The universe will give you the next nearest available equivalent. Okay, that's okay, universe. That one's not quite it, but you're doing better. You keep programming yourself. You are programming in two ways. You are programming your subconscious to receive and be prepared for what you want, and you're programming events out there to come to you. Okay, so there's two aspects to that programming. But you keep programming, and depending on what you're willing to accept is where you can stop. And of course, sometimes when you've done a lot of programming, it's the universe keeps sending it to you, you know, years down the line. Okay? Or even after you think you've stopped, because the belief is still going out and it hasn't changed. Okay? There's been, you know, no decision to stop it. But the main thing is to realize that that nearest available equivalent doesn't mean that you have to stop there. You don't have to take the first thing the universe offers. It is abundant. See, now that's a lack position, to feel that this is all you're going to get. But the universe is tremendously abundant. Right? And if you don't like the first thing that comes along, keep doing it. Keep working at it. If you decide to take the first thing that comes along temporarily, go ahead, take it. It's all right. And you can still keep programming if you want to for something better. But this is what happens, you know, when results start to come. It's important to have a sense of tolerance for results. You might be programming, you know, for a tall, you know, dark-haired, dark-eyed man, and you get a brunette with blue eyes. What are you going to do? Okay? You're going to throw the person out because they got blue eyes? That's the nearest available equivalent, the universe says. Well, it's up to you to decide that. You can say, no, I'm going to wait for dark eyes, you know. Or you can take the first one, you know, the blue eyes that comes along. You decide on those details. You can decide on any details you want. You've got that right. You've got that power. Do we have any questions on results? All right, then let me take you through one final process here. And I call this process Kupono. Kupono. And afterwards, if somebody wants, I've got those monogizers up here, and I have those Aloha Spirit booklets, too. Kupono means to clear up the coup or to straighten out the coup. This is a way of programming your subconscious. And, of course, if your subconscious is well-programmed, then it'll start attracting and doing a lot of those other nice things by itself. So, if you're ready, we're going to program, we're going to use that thing of confident, positive, strong, and secure is what we're going to program, okay? Nobody can get too much of that. So take a deep breath, let your eyes close. Imagine a switch on your forehead and turn it off. Imagine a switch on your chest and turn it off. Imagine a switch on your navel and turn it off. Take a deep breath. And make this statement to yourself. I am confident, positive, strong, and secure. I always have been confident, positive, strong, and secure. I always will be confident, positive, strong, and secure. And then you tell yourself, your subconscious directly, like this, you talk to it directly, and you say, think confident, positive, strong, and secure thoughts. Think confident, positive, strong, and secure thoughts. Think confident, positive, strong, and secure thoughts. And then you go on and you say, feel confident, positive, strong, and secure feelings. Feel confident, positive, strong, and secure feelings. Feel confident, positive, strong and secure feelings. And then imagine confident, positive, strong, and secure experiences. Imagine confident, positive, strong, and secure experiences. Imagine confident, positive, strong and secure experiences. And be confident, positive, strong and secure. Be confident, positive, strong and secure. Be confident, positive, strong and secure. Imagine the switch on your navel and turn it on. Imagine the switch on your chest and turn it on. Imagine the switch on your forehead. Turn it on, take a deep breath, and open your eyes.